LAX monitoring statewide 1.
WAPD mobile.
How are you doing this morning, Wally? KEA-LAX.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm finally heading towards the office. I'll only be here about 3 or 4 minutes. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Just working on a few things before I go into the shop. They've asked me to come in and figure out some electrical problems.
I think you should be able to handle that one pretty easy.
Yeah, hopefully. It's CAN bus issues and diagnosing data buses on these vehicles can get to be quite challenging, especially when you've got, depending on the vehicle, you know, up to 18 computers on one bus, and figuring out which one has the issue or which one has a termination diode in it that's bad or what have you, it gets tricky at times. Back over to you.
Well, do you guys use the Altel test equipment or the Modus box?
So I use a breakout box on the OBE2, and then on our Snap-on equipment, I've got a 4-channel lab oscilloscope, and that's how I read and look over the buses and get my waveforms.
I'm very familiar with it. I worked for that company for 19 years as a tech rep, technical specialist, blah, 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 electrical scopes, things of that nature. So I'm very familiar with it.
Yeah, unfortunately, they really like to take your money, and, you know, most of the stuff that they make, they don't make themselves in-house. They outsource it and put a crazy markup on it. But their software is just about the best out there. I wouldn't say the best, but for automotive, it's pretty close.
You know, they're good at it. I got to say it. The only thing I can say negative about them is they don't have very many people like you or me. They didn't want to pay them. So basically any of the ones that had the talent to support all that equipment have moved on to greener pastures.
Yes, exactly. And now even for our area, trying to get a hold of a tech rep, and then the tech rep only knows about the products themselves, not actually how to use them. So they can't really offer you any valuable information on the technical side. They just refer you to the technical phone number now.
Yeah, trust me. I know all about it. I know all the players. They've lost all of them. They lost Kevin. They lost Greg. I mean, there were a whole bunch of them, and I probably know who those names were. And Kevin went to go be just a regular tool dealer. There was more money in selling tools than there was being a tech rep. And then Greg, he just had enough and retired. So, and then, of course, I left him. Oh, I left him back in 06, 07. I left him right around that year. So it's a shame. But, hey, I'm still getting a pension check from him, so I can't complain too bad.
Fair enough. It wasn't... That wasn't necessarily before my time in the industry, because I grew up in the industry, but my dad probably would have known a good chunk of the people that you're talking about. I know most of the people currently, but yeah, he definitely would have known some of those people.
Yeah, well, like everything else, it's not just that company. They're all changing, you know. They're all looking for the, like even in the medical profession, I know, like my daughter's a doctor, ER doctor, and same thing, you know. They don't like those, you know, big salaries of those old-time smart doctors. They want the young ones just out of school so they can pay them about a third of the money. So it's everywhere. It's not just automotive. It's the whole freaking gamut. So different world that we're changing into, and hopefully they'll see their ways and go back the other way, or hopefully that these younger people figure out that, hey, I can take advantage of these companies again. So whatever, it's a cycle. I gotta let you go, sir. You're not pulling in. I think I'm in the driveway and they're all staring at me, so they know what I do for a hobby. So I got to go back in the office. I got to take care of a couple things. And one of them is really important. So I got to take care of that. So I will chat with you later. You take care. Have a good day. LAX from WABD.
Sounds good. 73 Wally's. We'll talk to you soon. This is KEA-LAX, clear and monitoring.
Hey, Dean.
Brian, ZRI, go ahead.
Hey, you recognize my voice. KEA-ZRI for ID. I just want to let you know, thank you very much for doing the, for last night, for doing the check-ins. Net control, you did a great job. However, your voice was very low, very, very low. Do you have a way to adjust the mic gain on that? Radio, over.
So that's part of what I'm working on right now. I had never gotten any complaints until literally last night on that radio. So, and that's what I have set up for my base. So I'm working on it. That radio is an older radio. It doesn't have a, I pulled it up in the CPS software. It does not actually have a mic gain. So I was doing some research, and it looks like that's a problem that might have been fixed in firmware. So I'm seeing if I can't find a firmware file and flash it. If not, I will be upgrading radios. I definitely was trying to speak louder, but it didn't seem to be doing a whole lot.
Yeah, I could tell you were trying to speak louder, but it just sounded like the mic was 10 feet away from you. Your signal was very clear. There was no static, but the voice was very, very low. So, yeah, try the firmware. What kind of radio is that?
It's an old TYT TH7800. It's a Chinese replica of, oh, I forget what model Yaesu it is. But yeah, it's a 50 watt mobile I have set up in the office. It's got cross band repeat, dual watts, bunch of other stuff. So, it's a good radio. It's served me well, but if I'm going to have issues like that, I got to try to figure them out. Back over to you, Brian.
Did you say it was a TH8900?
Sorry about that. Wife came in. It's a TH, so it's Tango Hotel 7800. It's made by TYT.
Well, I got the TH8900 in my mobile.
Yeah, it's been a good radio. I've had it for years. It works very well, but I'm going to try a couple of things. I'm going to try firmware first and see if maybe there's a option for mic gain after the firmware. Also, I'm using a remote faceplate set up on the wall with a extension cable for the mic. I'm going to eliminate that extension cable and see if the extra distance on the microphone cable is also causing an issue. So there's a couple things I'm going to try to troubleshoot here, but I like the radio, but if I can't use it, I can't use it. You know, it kind of is what it is. This is KEA-LAX for ID. Back over to you, Brian.
Okay, great. Well, give me a call if I can help you, give you voice reports, radio reports. Let me know if I can help you out. Okay, I know you got to go. I'm going to say 73s, and this is KE8ZRI, clear after your last.
KE8ZRI. All right, it'll be a little bit while I'm funneling with this, but I will remember that. If you're monitoring 7.2, that's probably where I'll check it out to keep the test closer to home, because that's mostly where I use that radio is going to be 7.2. So, yeah, I appreciate it, and if you're going to be monitoring there, I will definitely keep that in mind. Thank you. All right, well, you have a good rest of your day, and I'm sure that I'll be calling out for you just a little bit later. KE8ZRI, this is KE8LAX, and I will be clear.
NAWRO, NAWRO, KE8LAX////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////
Dean, did you call me?
I did on 7.2. Are you monitoring that by chance?
Yeah, I'm monitoring. The radio was on, and there's a bunch of noise in the room. I didn't know if you were trying to call me.
Yeah, so I have, I did have an issue, but I realized, so to clarify that message, I am transmitting on wide. I checked that last night. There does not seem to be a firmware upgrade for this radio, but I did notice that if I'm not in dual watch mode on this radio, I have some weird interference. And also, you can transmit on both sides of this radio because it has a cross-band repeat option. And I was transmitting on the opposite side that I normally do, so there might be something wrong with that side of the radio. So I was gonna test if you're able to monitor and give me an audio an audio report, KELAX.
Yeah, okay. I'll get the analog radio. I don't know how to put analog on this radio. Yeah, let me get the other radio, and I'll listen for you.
Sounds good. KE8ZRI, this is KE8LAX, QSY 7.2.
Okay, I'm ready. KE8ZRI. Dean, this is KE8LAX, this is KE8ZRI.
KE8ZRI, yeah, I was able to copy you. I understand you weren't able to really hear me. The only other thing that I did is I just removed the extension cable I have for the microphone. Maybe that's causing an issue, but other than that, if that's not handling it, I might have an actual radio issue. I might have to change it up and find a different radio for the base.
Yeah, well, it's been down in the mud there for a while. I mean, it didn't just start yesterday. It's been for a while because I've been listening to you on the radio. You used to sound real nice and clear, and now it's down in the mud.
Well, it also depends on where I'm transmitting from. If I'm in the car, I've got a Gazoo in there, and I'm generally not in the mud on that one. I just pulled out the king cable. If that doesn't do it, then I'm going to figure out what to do with this radio. Maybe taking it apart and seeing if there's anything to do, I'm not sure. So I'm going to try one more time on 7.2, KE8LAX.
Okay, KE8ZRI standing by, or switching over to the 7.2. Hey,
NAWRO Richmond.
KE8WUO, how's Tim doing this morning?
Pretty good. How about yourself, John?
I can't complain. Slowing down at work still, so that's always welcome for a little while. It's kind of nice to ride the wall. But what's new and exciting over there? You guys getting excited for tomorrow? Sounds like it'll be an interesting and fun day.
Yeah, it's going to be a little less than what you guys did before. It's just a ushering, I don't know, security detail, whatever you want to call it. So, the bosses are going to be upstairs solving all the problems of the world, right?
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. No, I wasn't really sure what the meeting was going to look like, but that's interesting. But yeah, they will definitely be solving all the problems of the world. So hopefully, we've equipped them well enough to do that. But yeah, should be. I'll be very interested to hear how that all goes, and hopefully it goes well.
Yeah. All joking aside, I think it's really good to keep in close touch with fellow D2 groups to see, how they're doing, what they're doing. And also, I was telling David, it would be nice to put faces to call signs and voices like we always do in hands when you actually get to meet somebody, because some of these guys I've talked to on their nets before, and I think they're getting to know my call sign and perhaps voice, but, you know, some of these guys I have not met in IRL, as we say.
Yeah, for sure. That'll be cool. It's always interesting to put a face to the call sign. You know, I kind of joke that no matter who I meet, they don't look like how I envisioned them to look like. But then once you see it, you can't unsee it. Then you're like, oh, I know who that is. I can picture them now. But before that, the person you're picturing is never who's on the other side. Kind of curious how that works. I think you're right. I think it is a good idea to stay in touch with the local, you know, the other D2. I kind of thought it was, I mentioned it to Dean, but I don't know if it went anywhere yet. But I thought it'd be a good idea for at least, like, you know, the D2 people to have a mutual Discord where they can kind of share information and details and kind of have an open Discord amongst themselves, but I guess that's what this meeting is, so maybe it's not needed.
Well, I don't know. I remember when we were at the last, the St. Clair County meeting we went to, and Riley asked us about Discord, so I think, I don't know if they got theirs already, but then if they did, somehow we could be, you know, like a Venn diagram, right? You know, part of our circle joins their circle, and it would be good for exchange of ideas and just, yeah, keep that connection going. Yeah, it's a good idea. Hey, maybe that's what they're talking about, one of the 52 items or whatever they're going to discuss. But it's all good to keep in touch like that.
Yeah, for sure. So I know St. Clair did get their county's Discord going. Oddly enough, Dean sent me an invite to it last week or earlier this week, so I recently joined it myself, and so I think it is up and running. I kind of get the impression it was up and running at our last meeting, but it might not have been super public to their group members, and it was just kind of in the beginning stages, because I thought I had seen it at some point along the way before that or earlier that day. But it is up and running. And I made a joke when me and a couple other people from Combe County joined. I said, I put a meme in there that says, there goes the neighborhood. So, but yeah, Riley says all are welcome. So I assume that means I can send you over an invite.
No, I do have that invite somewhere. I just haven't acted on it, but that was funny. Oh, no. Look a cat drug in. I'll probably, if you join, then I'll go ahead and join as well because of what we just talked about. Good idea. So, yeah, what was your impression? I think Dean's audio was just a little low last night overall, but it's so subjective sometimes. I'm just happy to hear it, you know, be able to make it out. But, yeah, it was definitely low, I think.
Yeah, I think it was a little low. However, I'm not sure I would do anything about it if it was me. It's like, yeah, well, I guess we're a little low. You know, like I don't know that I necessarily feel the need to get a new radio. I might try getting into the settings and making adjustments there. Or maybe try using a different radio, but I think for the most part, you know, I don't think I would worry too much about it unless I was getting, you know, a lot of reports that it was, like, very low and people were struggling to hear me, but I didn't struggle to hear them. And I probably wouldn't have really noticed it if other people didn't mention it, but I'm just kind of used to it because it's like that on every, you know, group, you know, analog, DMR, it seems, P25 seems pretty good, but audio levels, they always are moving around, and so I think people say it so that they can pump it up if they can, but once people know that they've done all they can, then maybe we'll all just compromise. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. I feel bad for him because he's just constantly getting complaints about his radios.
We have a little spot there in case you wanted to pop in, but he might be over on Discord still. Yeah, no, I kind of agree with you. I guess I'm way more forgiving than our good friend Victor Delta. He does have, and there's nothing wrong with having the higher standards. I mean, that's laudable. We're going to use that word for the week, laudable. Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'm happy if I can hear you and, you know, that I don't have to pick you up from the weeds, and your signal may be low, so perhaps not up to, what you would call it, good ham standards, but it's still tolerable, you know, it's still workable. I'm kind of with you on that, but hey, each to their own. If he has the skill set to go ahead and repair that radio, that would be great. And if it all fails, then I bring one of the group CAs use at all, put it through its paces, and if you like it, then you ask Santa Claus to buy you a radio for this year.
Yeah, I agree. I think it would be a good idea to just borrow a county, you know, one of the county radios or whatever, the gold boxes. Just to get to know it, you know, if we are going to be using those and potentially in need of those for hospital nets and deployments. And like, I kind of reminded me this morning when I said that, like, I actually do need to borrow one of those just so that I learn it, just so that I get used to it, so that if I'm in a situation where I have to use that, I can. So it seems like a good idea. Brian's got his Christmas gift to Dean on the Discord. And I think he might be hearing us talking at VMR. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, poor Dean. Always got problems with his radios.
Yeah, I'm laughing now. That I'm looking right at it. But yeah, in our some of us have the other hobby, and then the other hobby certain items are is known as safe queens. They just stay in the safe, and they're not used, and they're not brought out, and they're not. And that's we shouldn't have that for these radios. I think they shouldn't just be sitting around. They should be used, not abused, of course, but used is fine.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean by the safe queens, and I've probably got a couple myself, but they're not meant to be. I just never pull them out of there. But yeah, no, I think radio is hopefully, you know, meant to be used, and I'd try to use it until it dies, and if there's a problem with that chip, you know, I don't know that I would bother soldering it, but I would drive it till it dies, so, I don't know. There is something to be said, you know, about having the good standards, and I understand, like, you know, the worst thing in the world is trying to carry on a conversation with a guy that doesn't care that his radio is too quiet, you know. It's like, well, what's the point? And so I get that, and I never want to be that guy. And so there is definitely something to be said there. And the same goes for, like, you know, the guy who's always under power, which is me. you know, what's the point of having that conversation when you really got to struggle and study and put that loud crackling microphone speaker right up to your ear? It's just not supposed to be hard, you know. It's supposed to be pretty easy to have a conversation. So I get it, and I see the value in that for sure. Yeah, I don't know. Something everybody has to weigh out, and I probably need to do a better job of, you know, making sure I use something with more power when I can.
I don't know, John. I don't really recall any difficulty hearing you ever. Every now and then your DMR does go digital. Not today. It's clear as bell. But I don't know if that's a power thing, or I think it's just more your positioning, or maybe you're at the office and it could be a Wi-Fi thing and all that fun stuff. The other thing last night, I was just wondering, we always have this debate, right? In the middle of the net, one of the participants, and you know who I'm talking about, comes in and gives a signal recheck, a check, and then asks another member you know, that's not a directed net. I really don't like that. It's like we'll deal with that after the net's over with. If the net is running forward and it's rolling along nice and everyone can hear everyone and we have safeguards in place, we have your backup net controller, probably have you. I don't know if you were helping Dean out at all. But, of course, Mike is there. Mike's supervising. He can say something if he wants to. We'll deal with that after the net. We don't need to stop it and cause problems, especially with a new net controller. That's just not the way to do it, in my humble opinion, in a WRO.
Yeah, I agree. I think the unmentioned member needs to have a little bit of discernment of, you know, what can wait until after, you know, the net, and what needs to be brought up in the net. And you know, I think we all know he means well. And but yeah, I definitely agree that that was kind of out of the scope and distracting and kind of intrusive to some degree. And I thought Dean handled it really well. Dean had a couple little curveballs thrown at him, and I think he might maybe even had too many people trying to help him at once, and that got a little fun too. So we probably got to, you know, tighten up on a few things. I don't know. Everybody wants to help. And even last night, like, I'm trying to help, and I don't know if I made things worse. And so it's easy to do. It's easy to cross that line. And so I think maybe someone should reach out and politely, you know, touch on all of those issues between last night, you know, helping Dean, and then on the net, you know, and being interrupting or whatnot. But I don't know. I'll leave that to the HR guy.
Yeah, we're actually trying to work on it. Before the net, when you were there, we actually discussed, you know, radio checks at that point before that. I was trying to get them over to have them assist and then have it be, like, done. But nope, in the middle he gives another check. So anyways, enough said. I think we did meet in this one check in there, KEATFM, Davian. But that's all about the not wait for a carrier, you know, the don't unkey type thing. And I want to probably talk to Sean about that too, because I think we're getting collisions.
Yeah, we're definitely getting collisions, and it's tricky because, you know, we're getting a lot of check-ins, which is awesome. And so that makes it tough though too, because maybe our groups or our distances, you know, 8 mile to 14 mile, maybe that's too long and too large of a thing. And so we're getting a lot of pileups when people are trying to check in, and maybe by adjusting the size of that, like 8 mile to 13 mile or 8 mile to 12 mile, 12 mile to 14 mile, would kind of spread out some of those check-ins so that we're having less of the doubles, but there's a lot of it, and so it is getting a little bit trickier to get all those check-ins. Especially, it seems like we have a lot, you know, right in the middle of the county, between like 14 mile and Hall Road, you know, maybe even 23 mile, somewhere in there. There's quite a bit in that vicinity. And that might be even if we paid attention to the check-ins, or we could even look at a log to see where the bulk of our check-ins are coming in, what section, whether they're 14 mile or whatever, then we could kind of maybe just break up that section so that we have fewer check-ins per section, and then that would limit, you know, less doubles. So that might be a good idea. But, yeah, I don't know. That's my initial thought.
Yeah, I certainly agree. I always thought that Hall Road to Boardman Road. Did I get that right? Yeah, Hall Road to Boardman Road. Granted, it's the north area, so it's a little smaller, but still, that's a large area. Either cut that up or here's an interesting thought. Probably not, but let's check in our members first. Tactical calls 1 through 10, go ahead. Okay, now tactical calls 11 through 20, go ahead. And then it wouldn't take us long to get to 30. We're at 30 now. And, of course, all 30 don't check in, so we're really dealing with what? 15 tops? 10 probably? And then after that, we take, non-members, but then, of course, that gets complicated, so maybe not.
Yeah, I really like that idea. The checking in members 1 through 10 and whatnot, because then we're not really, because, I don't know, we had a focus in the beginning about where the location was, and that the way we were doing it would, based on where they check in, we would know roughly where they were in the county, and so that was helpful. But now that we have already kind of gathered that information and we know who our members are and we know what mile roads they're between and we get their, CTH from QRZ, we don't really need to be so hung up on where they're checking in from and as much as just getting them. And that kind of reminds me of Lance Cruz's check-in where they say, these are the most common people that check in to the net. Do I have a K-E-A-L-A-X? And then he unkeys. Waits a couple seconds. No, do I have a K-E-A-Y-N-U? Waits a couple seconds. I don't know that we want to do that for all 30, plus, and, we'll get more members. But the 1 through 10 seems like a good idea. And we can make that 1 through 8, 8 through 14 or something. As needed to reduce doubles as we go. But yeah, I don't know, all of this has got a good, we have a good them, and we could maybe make some small tweaks to it to reduce some of the doubles. But I'm surprised that guy didn't, call in at the fill station or a late check, and if we missed somebody, and then he never got called, it would have been nice to have him throw out his call sign and get credit for trying, so. This is K-E-A-W-U-O over to N-8-W-R-O.
N-8-W-R-O. I really think Davion tried three times. And after the third time, I think he gave up. All three times, he was doubling or tripling with somebody. So that's kind of an issue. And, Dean, no problem on Dean. He did it. He put it out there. Like, is there anybody else? He had enough opportunity, but I think he just decided to try it three times. Three strikes, I'm not going to do it. But, anyways, he got a postcard yesterday anyway, so hopefully he'll try it again.
Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't realize that he attempted that many times, and I would have done the same. At that point, I would just assume that I'm not making the repeater. So, yeah, for sure. But that's unfortunate that he, ran into collisions that many times and wasn't able to get in. It got interesting. We were getting quite a few doubles at the same time. And we were getting people kind of checking in out of order, but looking at the log. So we had some late check-ins. Yeah, I don't know. It was good net, though. Dean did a great job. It was a lot of doubles coming in at the same time. And so maybe we do. I think that would be the Hall Road to Boardman Road. But we had some 8 mile to 14 miles checking in there. At the same time, we had a non-member check-in. And then we were having, there's a guy whose call sign comes back to Florida who I've never seen check in before. And so we all assumed that was wrong because, I don't think there's someone from Florida checking into our net, but the guy confirmed we got the call sign correct. But he must be in the area visiting or something, so that was a little. But then someone else mentioned he was a Hazel Park member, so I'm not sure. I thought you were supposed to have your FCC have your current address, so. That threw us for a little bit of a loop, and I guess we'll just have to learn from that.
Yeah, I didn't really ever think about that, but I suppose if you have snowbirds, you've got dual residence, quite frankly, you get to pick which one you want to keep as an address. And also, the address has to just be a mailing address that you can get mail from. It doesn't necessarily have to be your actual residence. So that does throw us for a loop a little bit on that. And on the data field that we throw in the call sign on your log, is there a way we can program without, just hypothetical question, not necessarily doing it, but if we threw in unit, just the digit 4 in there, which is Mike's, the deputy's, could that be translated to Mike?
Absolutely. That's something I want to work on. There's a few things I want to work on, but I really kind of wanted to know where we were going with the 365 stuff, because I can see that, you know, being where I should be focusing my attention as far as like a net log goes. But yeah, so I don't know. I kind of put this thing on temporary hold while we make a potential transition. But yeah, that is in the works. And then I want to incorporate basically what you had also mentioned is, you know, use the friendly names that we have for these people. But that all kind of stems from, I want this to work offline as well as online. So right now we're pulling from QRZ, but if a member doesn't have an internet connection, then he's not going to get anything from QRZ. And so this log needs to be able to do offline and online. So what the idea will be is that we'll first look up a member's name in our local database and find out if they exist there. And if they do, then it returns the values that we have for them. So, you know, you'll get, you know, the friendly names that we have in our spreadsheets. And you can type in a call sign, you could type in a DMR ID, or you could type in the unit number, and you'll get their values. So that will be the primary method of lookup. And then there will be a fallback where if that person isn't on our list, then there'll probably be two fallbacks. So we'll have a stale database that we get hopefully weekly from the FCC database, and then we'll have the QRZ with the that won't be stale. And but either way, you know, we'll get their information. So yeah, I don't know. I have a few things that I need to adjust, but I kind of want to see where the chips fall.
All right, sounds good. And I do agree with you got to wait for that decision, and hopefully it won't be too long. To yay or nay, you know, which direction are we going? So, well, that'll be good to get that. All right, John, sounds good. I guess we'll clear the frequency for a while. We're doing our admin work here on statewide. But, yeah, I appreciate it. Some good thoughts on that. I'm a non-net controller right now, and you did it, and I'm just thinking, I got some ideas, but I haven't crossed that bridge yet, so not really saying too much, but I did see a lot of collisions last night, so yeah, it'd be nice if we could figure that out. I'll talk to Mike and see if he has any ideas. With that, though, NAWRO, I will listen out. Have a good day if we don't talk.
All right. Well, I appreciate the QSO, and it's good talking to you, and we'll talk again soon. I will let you go. This is KE8WUO.
It's the KG, I'm just throwing it out there. See what I want. KE8LAX, listen, stay white one.